Rehut plays a wonderful part in hosting thousands to the city every year. It's not generally known, and it doesn't have to be generally known. It does. It's a unique situation. You have a strong Ngaitau component from certain families in particular, particularly the Ratana Church and the remnants of the Wesleyan Mission. There's always Ratana Karakia here every third Sunday of the month, and that's been going on for 50 years now. You have the unusual, in a sense, situation of old boys who have married and are in Christchurch, and their children are married and their grandchildren are getting married, and on the whakapapa of their own, whether they come from Ruatoria or Kaitaia or Hawera or Ngarawahia, this is home base. It mightn't be come to the fore until there's a tangihanga within that particular old boy's whānau, and the phone goes, and of course we never decline them. They come back to Rehua. So, and that's quite unique.
Yeah.
It's like a little sub-tribe, a little hapu of the ex-trade trainees. And I say that covering Rehua, Te Kaihanga, Te Aranga and Roseneath. We all became a whānau, more so since three of those have closed, and Rehua, because of the wharenui, still stands and still therefore has the future.